Matthew 13, I'm reading from verse 24. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Lord, bless His holy words this day and give us illumination in His word.
Amen.
Good and bad seeds will come into our minds in terms of thoughts. Good and bad seeds will appear in our lives in terms of our actions and reactions. There is nothing we can do about that. Like we saw in the parable, the enemy is here probably looking for someone to devour. The enemy of our saved souls is going about plotting evil. But the assurance in Christ that we have is that at harvest time, in heaven, to him or her who has been saved, only the good seeds and fruits will remain. The bad will be pulled out. All the bad deeds, all the bad that you've done, when you get to heaven, they will be pulled out. Because your salvation, your victory in Jesus Christ is a blessed assurance.
Amen.
There is good seed and there is bad seed. What the enemy of our soul wants us to do and challenges to us every day is to make us think there is no good in us or that we are not good. Say to yourself, yes, there is good in me. There is good in me. Find the flames of good into a fire of God's power. Scripture says, quench the fiery depths of the enemy with what? With your faith. Have you tried to understand why it's described as fiery? In Ephesians 6 verse 16 says, "In all circumstances take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one." The shield of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never stop to believe who you are in Christ. Never, never, never. Let your righteousness be that of faith in Christ, not of works, even as Paul wrote in Philippians, "My righteousness is not that of works, but that which is of God, which is righteousness by faith." The enemy wants to take over your mind by telling you are not good, or you're not good enough for that, or you're not good and you're not deserving of that. Brothers and sisters, there's a victorious way given to those who have been saved. It is the way of faith. Scripture says the righteous shall live by faith. To be right with God is to be righteous. Righteousness, that's being right with Godness. It is believed by faith. It is kept alive by faith. It's ongoing and it's by faith only. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 3:22. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. All who believe. Who believe in what? Who believe that Jesus is the Son of God who was sent to save those who died and he was raised and is seated at the right hand of the Father. All who believe that, the righteousness is given to you by faith, because it is by faith that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came to die for you. When you believe God's word, that Christ fulfilled all righteousness for you, and Christ was sacrificed to atone for your sins, God credits that to you as righteousness. Remember what scripture says about Abraham. Abraham believed, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Hallelujah. Believe. You believe, and you become righteous. This means that people are righteous because God says so. Not because of their actions, but because God counts you righteous. Hallelujah. The realization that we are made righteous by what Jesus did, not by what we do, frees us from the requirements of constantly checking, constantly laboring to be found acceptable. It is to do with trusting in the power of the blood of Jesus shed for us. This is different from the focus of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament and the Judaic laws, people were saved by works. And it says there, what do you want to do? Do you want to go up to heaven and send Jesus down, or do you want to go to the bottom of the earth and change things there? Now, says no. What is it? It is the word which is near you, the word of God which is right beside you. That's what it is. It's by faith. That's the Old Testament. The works of the law, self-righteousness. But that is not what we are. We are under a new dispensation altogether. We have given all acts of trying to be righteous in ourselves. We've reckoned ourselves on feet, and we've put that down, and we've nailed to the cross. Now we live in the righteousness of Jesusness. When we were baptized, that old body was left in the water, and we came out of the water in a new body with a new righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The concept of receiving righteousness by faith is something many Christians still struggle with. I tell you, it's a sign of spiritual maturity if you're struggling with that. And that's stated in Hebrews 5:12. For through, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you still need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. He is still a baby. Righteousness is by faith. Hallelujah. You have a good seed. You produce good works by faith. By faith. You believe that living by faith wins you from depending on your own performances. The righteous shall live by faith. This is in Romans 1:17. The righteous, the just, shall live by faith. Jesus has gone to the cross to shed his blood for whatsoever sin. There is no sin you can have that the blood of Jesus will not wash away. Don't let sin weigh you down. Yes, there'll be good seeds and there'll be bad seeds. And as in the parable, let them grow together. But come the day, come when you get to heaven, all those bad works, all those bad seeds will be uprooted and removed and burnt. And only the good will remain. So spend your time in doing good things, in bearing good fruits. Don't allow your mind to be pulled down, because the enemy will constantly attack your righteousness. You constantly try to tell you, no, you're not righteous. Oh, that bad thing has happened because of X, Y, Z. Now, there is no changing what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Nothing can change it. Amen?
Amen.
On that cross, Jesus actually exchanged his righteousness for our sinfulness. He has made, God made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. Who knew no sin? Jesus who knew no sin. God made him to be sin for us, so that we might be made righteousness of God in Jesus. Hallelujah. Since 2 Corinthians 5:21, he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. And you remember what Romans says in it, nothing can separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to encourage you to live by faith. To live by faith. Remember these words, they are unchanging, they are eternal, they've been spoken, they will not change, they will be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will never, never change because God has spoken them. The word has gone out and it will not change. Amen? We become righteous the moment we believe in what Christ did. No further work is required. We can be thankful, we can be grateful that our salvation and our righteousness also, our being right with God, goes with it through Jesus. When we are saved, righteousness goes with that salvation. When you are saved, you become righteous. That's what you are saved into. You are saved into righteousness. You're not saved into sin. And Jesus is telling us here, that doesn't mean you will not sin again. But there's a new nature in you that was not like sin. And like he said to the workers, leave it. Let the wheat continue to grow and the good seed continue to grow. I'm fully aware of what's happening here. I'm still in control. Jesus is still in control. When the time comes, I will send my reapers. They pull up all those wheat, and then only the good ones will be called into the kingdom. But he challenges us, children of God, to live by faith. In all that we do, we live by faith. Hallelujah. That we must continue to believe, because the battle is in your mind. The battle is in my mind. If in your mind you allow yourself to feel you're not worthy, then you become unworthy. If in your mind you allow yourself to feel you become such a sinner that you can't take on the blessings of God, then you won't be able to take them up. And the devil will just be laughing. But if in your mind, regardless of what you've done, you stand up and say, Lord, forgive me, I repent. Forgive my sins, I plead the blood of Jesus. And you get up, then you will lay hold of that which is just. The just shall live by faith. It doesn't mean you keep on sinning. Because if you keep on sinning, you will not seek repentance. But it means that there is provision already for the people of God for the good fruits to harvest, even when the weed is among them. It is God that makes the harvest to come. It is He that causes the seed to become fruit. And He will see to it that even though the enemy is planting weeds all around, He will see to it that you will be fruitful. Amen?
Amen.
It is Christ who will see it. He will perfect His works. He will perfect it. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful that our salvation and our righteousness is through Jesus and His perfect and completed works. He said, it is finished. It was completed. Nothing to add, nothing to take from it. Not through our own imperfect efforts, but through Him who is perfect. The author and the finisher of our salvation. Hallelujah. And I encourage you today to lay hold of this parable of the good and the bad seeds and know that in you, there will always be good and bad things. But you are the good seed now. Hallelujah. So declare that. Believe that. Live like that. Call the power of things. Still pray for people. Still believe that, yes, you're good and you're worthy and you're an instrument in the hand of God. Glory be to God. And you will see fruitfulness. We will see fruitfulness. We will see fruitfulness. Hallelujah. If we do not give up, we will see the fruitfulness of our efforts. Hebrews 10:12. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Hallelujah! You are being sanctified. If you have been born again, you have been sanctified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been justified. By sanctification, you have been justified. It's a continuous process. Don't let the enemy steal from you. Don't let the enemy say to you, because you did that yesterday, because you committed that sin this morning, oh, you are not deserving. Immediately that comes to your mind, confess the sin. Acknowledge it. Humble yourself before the Lord, and His blood will wash all of that away, and you'll be just as if you did not sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just as if you did not sin. Justified. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. By a single offering, He has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. That is you and I. So that when the time of harvest comes, only the good in us will remain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the
Amen.
Bad will be burned. Glory be to God. And only the good will remain. But how do we get there? By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. We keep on believing by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me just briefly read through Hebrews 11. If you turn your Bible to Hebrews 11 right now. Hebrews 11. And I'm just going to share some of the people who the scripture told us about here. Amen. Reading from verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by faith the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. The world is not visible. But God said, let there be light, and there was light, visible light. Hallelujah. It is our faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God commending him by accepting his faith, his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he could not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place where he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents and with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has its foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Hallelujah. And there are many examples of faith here. People of faith. Glory be to God. We just keep on going through it. We read through the whole 11, you see. Now we come to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from death, from which he, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau, when Jacob was blessing them. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directives concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden from 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was growing up, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. He was looking for the reward. Hallelujah. Verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for seven days. By faith Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because he had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall I say? We can read on. The whole lot of this chapter talks about people of faith. And it goes on. And then you get to verse. You get to where it says that. Alright. Now verse 29. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. Hallelujah. Since God had promised something better for us, that apart from us, they will not be made perfect. God had promised something better, which we are partakers of. And so they did not receive it because God decided that we will all be partakers of the same blessedness. They of the old and we of the present, and if God, if Jesus tarries, those of the future. We will all receive the same blessedness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same blessedness to be right with God. We will also be harvested as good seeds, as good fruits, as good harvests in that day. Hello, Mina. Hello, hello. Hallelujah. So Hebrews 10, let us hold fast the confession. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Let us hold fast to this confession that Jesus is Lord and our hope without wavering. For Jesus who promised, God who sent Jesus, he is faithful. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He is faithful. Don't be governed by what the day-to-day things that you do. No, no, no. For the enemy will attack our righteousness. There's no changing what Jesus did. No changing. It's been done. It is finished. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's live your life in this assurance. It's by faith. By faith. Live by faith. Live by faith. Not by works, not by sight, but by faith. Faith in the word of God. Faith in the simple fact that you are saved. Jesus has saved you. He has died for your sin. He is resurrected. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will not leave you alone. That's his promise. He said, I will not leave you alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. That is the way of the righteous. And I know and I pray and I believe that your life shall reap a good inheritance.
Amen.
As David said in the Psalm 16, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. You have a good inheritance.
Amen.
You have a good inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have good inheritance. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen
and amen.
Amen.
Amen.